Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Final Justice by Fern Michaels, performed by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. Maggie Spritzer leaned back in her chair and stretched her neck muscles. She wished she could prop her feet up on the desk the way she'd done for years at her old desk, but those days were gone, and she missed them. No point in lying to herself. Right now, tired as she was, she knew if a hot tip came in on a story she was following, all her tiredness would be gone, and she'd be in hot pursuit of whatever lead she was chasing down. She liked her new job, but it was so routine. She couldn't remember the last time she'd had an adrenaline rush, the rush all reporters lived for. Maggie looked out through the plate glass windows of her office, which she'd decorated to suit herself. It wasn't exactly homey, but it was comfortable, with soft leather chairs, green plants, and colorful prints on the walls. She'd had the office painted a misty green, hoping to get the cigar smoke from her predecessor off the walls and out of the fiber shades on the windows. It didn't work. Every so often she thought she caught a whiff of one of Liam's cigars. She sighed as she continued to stare out at the newsroom, which was quiet at the moment. All the rushing around and the sound of computers clacking away had died down 2 hours ago when all the other newspaper employees had packed up and gone home for the day, which was exactly what she should have done. Maggie rolled her head back and forth on her neck, hoping to work the kinks out. Maybe she should get a massage tomorrow or go to Harry Wong's dojo for a good workout. She leaned forward and scribbled a note to herself, a note she would probably end up ignoring when she arrived back in the office the next morning. She knew she was delaying her departure because she hated...